instead. He wants you miserable and exhausted and joyless and undone. He wants that picture of the gospel, the one you call your marriage and your family. He wants it tarnished, ripped up, smeared in the mud of failure, held up as fresh meat from the kill, turning you against each other and tearing everybody in half. As much as the Father loves and embodies unity, your enemy loves and embodies division. Wherever discord is present, he's never too far away. And as most of us sadly know, from far too much personal experience, no wounds cut as deep or cleave us at the core of our existence more than the wounds we receive at the hands of our family. You'd better believe he wants a piece of that action. But maybe he wasn't counting on this. A woman who'd had enough to start taking some prayer action for her marriage, for her husband, for her children, for all her family. So here we go. This is it. Bring your family issues right up to the line here, and let's get some stuff out in the open. Let's get specific. Let's put a bead on the bullseye where the real source of your family strife and discomfort and unmet needs are originating from. And let's show him the kind of resistance that a steady dose of prayer is able to exact against his demolition plans. Is it your marriage? Then quit trying to be the Holy Spirit in your relationship, responsible for poking and prodding that husband of yours until he finally sees things the same way you see them. I'll admit, I spent some of my first years as a married woman convinced that my primary spiritual gift in life was to change Jerry in Jesus' name. It's taken me nearly 2 decades to begin realizing I was wrong. Changing Jerry, as it turns out, is not my spiritual gift. Nowhere in 1 Corinthians 12 or anywhere else in Scripture where the divinely infused gifts of God's Spirit are listed does, quote unquote, improving thy husband appear as even a footnoted selection. And if we didn't know this to be the case from its obvious absence among the catalog of spiritual gifts, haven't we all discovered from exhausting experience that the Holy Spirit all by himself can do a much better job of it than we ever could? No, our job, my job, your job, is not to change that man, but to respect him and then leave the rest to the Lord. When you do this, you're not letting him off the hook at all. You're just leaving him to God. You're also well on your way to discovering something else. He's likely not the only one who needs to do some changing. In fact, he probably isn't the one, at my house at least, who needs changing the most. The more you pray for your husband, the more the Spirit will shine a spotlight on the places in your own heart and actions that need a bit of work too. The only effective way to fight in marriage is to pray. The way to see the real truth behind whatever's happening in this whole situation of yours is to pray. The way to get the wheels moving again that have clogged up or perhaps totally come off is to pray. Prayer is how we isolate the real problems. And prayer is how we get up behind those problems and attack them at the roots. It's how we isolate the real enemy. It's how we keep him on his heels and off our man. And prayer is also how God gets through to us, even while we're praying for our husband, convincing us that maybe what our husband needs most right now is for his wife to become a soft, safe place for him to land, rather than a prickly, nagging source of contention that only agitates him and makes things worse. So even if things are going pretty well for you right now, even if you don't have a lot to complain about or feel upset over, the enemy's still there.